When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
We are talking about the firing of all of these federal employees. There is a somewhat right-leaning pollster in Chicago, M3 Strategies. And, you know, Austin Berg reminded us in the Mincing Rascals podcast the other day that right-leaning or left-leaning, do they tend to be used by one side or the other, isn't so important as them getting the numbers right, right? And in fact, M3 Strategies is regarded as pretty good at what they do. And they've done a survey asking people how they feel about Donald Trump and Elon Musk. And for that matter, do you approve of renaming the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America? Do you approve of renaming the Gulf of Mexico? Strongly approve, 23%. Approve, 7.3%. Neither, 12.6%. Disapprove, 7.5%. Strongly disapprove, 49.8%. So 57.3% don't like the idea of changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico. I don't know if that sounds like a lot to you or a little. 57% sounds like a little to me. And Elon Musk's favorability rating is a negative 23%. Which is a lot. It's 11:17 on WGN. But should we have an Elon Musk-inspired government efficiency office in Illinois? One state lawmaker says yes. We're going to talk to in a minute. And about that, John, so many of the illegally fired federal employees are real American patriots that only want to serve their country. 630 says downsizing and going into different directions is the proper term for cutting workers. Musk must be stopped in this slash and toss manner, says Anne, a longtime listener. Could we cut 10% of the federal workforce and expense? I expect we could, but it just makes no sense to randomly do it. You've got to have a process. Suddenly telling people who have been career servants and are valuable, sometimes in very important positions, you don't work here anymore. And then that person realizes, not only do I not have income, I don't have insurance. I have a husband, a wife, a dog, some kids, and I now have no income and insurance. And they found out about it at 2 a.m. when their computer stopped working. It's just a crazy way to do it. Find the people that shouldn't have jobs and then eliminate them. Maybe even give them some warning, like civil people and companies do. Anyway, what are we going to do in Illinois? John, about Doge. Musk and Trump have set up Doge as a smokescreen. It's not for true cost cutting. It's a loyalty test. 630 said John Musk has given Doge a bad name. It should be an ongoing program here and not a massacre. One more, government efficiency is a great idea. Illinois does need to cut costs. But what Trump and Doge are doing is not government efficiency, it's payback. Okay, so maybe we'll put that on the side for a moment. Maybe we won't, but let's talk to John Cabello about his idea, the representative we've talked to in the Rockford area for instituting something like that here. Hey, John, welcome back. How are you?
Good, sir. How about yourself?
Good. What's your idea? What could we do? How should we go about it?
Well, we are facing a $3.2 billion shortfall this year. And if we can do something as what the federal government is doing, finding ways of saving taxpayers' dollars, we need to do it. This would be setting up a committee through the Auditor General's office. The Auditor General would be the chair, and then the four legislative leaders would also appoint somebody to that committee. To go line by line through the budget to see what we can cut out and what we don't need, find the duplications because there's a lot of them, and see how much money we can save the taxpayers.
So suppose you found something that the committee agreed should be cut, shouldn't be spent on. What would happen then?
Well, either we could use it towards that $3.2 billion shortfall.
No, but I'm wondering about the process. I mean, would the committee have, you know, singular power to to excise that expense? Would it go back to the legislature? I mean, I wonder how you eliminate a job or an expense.
Well, what we would do is we would have to negotiate that out through the bill. The bill doesn't specifically say that. This is a start of a conversation to find out how we can do that. We've got to find ways of saving our taxpayers money. They are spending way too much. We are taking way too much from them. We hear it every single day. The taxpayers are fed up with Springfield taking more and more of their money.
I wonder what the area is where we would find the most to cut. Do you have any view on that?
Well, I can tell you that being as a policeman for as long as I have been, around the budget time, the people would come around and say, use it or lose it.
Yeah, right.
So if you didn't use the money that was allocated to your department, you would lose it. So what they want you to do is they want you to spend that money any way you can so that you can ask for more. We've got to stop that process. We need to start rewarding people for not using the money and making sure that they have what they need when they need it. But stop this, because it just continues to grow the state budgets. It continues to grow government budgets. That's not what the taxpayers want.
I wonder if you had a czar like Elon Musk, who, you know, that's an efficient way to do it, but Elon just doesn't seem to have the capacity or concern about what he's cutting. He's just happy to cut. We need to do it intelligently. I'm sure you would agree. And so I wonder if it's a committee in the legislature, then it bogs down, nothing ever happens. If you give the power to one person to just start slashing and firing, then it's indiscriminate. That must be the challenge for you in imagining how we would actually affect change.
What I would really like, and again, this was the start of a conversation, what I would really like is for having average citizens on this committee. Let them see what's really going on down here in Springfield. Let them see exactly where we're spending the money. Yeah. We still have employees that aren't coming to work. The state of Illinois still has lots of employees working from home. You call these state agencies. I call these state agencies, and I don't get answers because nobody's answering the phones. That's not a way to run a state government. We need to make sure that we are doing what is right for the taxpayers. Mm-hmm. Now, I understand that, yes, we need to do this in a prudent way. We don't want to just be firing people. We don't want to just be sending people into the unemployment lines. But government is not supposed to be a jobs factory. Government is supposed to create an environment for private business to flourish. The more government jobs that we create, the more money that we have to take from the taxpayers.
I wonder what percentage of it is personnel versus projects. Like, are you willing to give up a bridge or road repairs or some sort of state-funded thing in your district? Because I don't know that it's just personnel. It might be capital expenditures in your area.
Well, with the huge tax increase that we did with the gas tax and the lockbox that there is, that part is not going to be a part of it. But we maybe start cutting some of the government agencies, period. We have so much duplication in services that we can just start saving money with that. I mean, you have townships that are giving assistance to people, but then they put all of the restrictions on it. Well, you can't be married. You have to be a certain age. But then you have the state agencies giving these same folks the same types of assistance. So it only becomes a jobs factory. And what we need to do is we also need to see how much overhead we're spending on that compared to how much money we're actually giving the people that need it.
Before I let you go, what are you hearing from your colleagues about this?
I'm actually hearing some very good things from both sides of the aisle.
Yeah.
As long as we do this in a prudent way and we do it so that we don't hurt as lots of folks, but we start saving the taxpayers money.
Yeah, boy, I like both those objectives. And one last thing, here's some advice. Thanks for asking. Don't call it, come up with an acronym, but don't call it DOGE. Call it something else.
I'm all open to doing whatever we can to make sure that we save taxpayers their money.
I'll ask my listeners right now to send me some, good names or acronyms, You know, what should this agency, this power, be called? And I'll get back to you on that, John.
Please do, because you know what? We've got to do what's right for the taxpayers. We've got to make sure that we have the money to help the people that can't help themselves. And right now, we are not doing that. We are just doing a jobs factory for employees right now.
Representative John Cabello from McChesney Park up by Rockford, the Republican lawmaker, on again with us. Okay, John, we'll visit another day. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Have a good day.